Causes and categories of shock. The ANZ Core Guideline classifies shock by underlying cause. This classification is useful for your own understanding, but remember, it is not a teaching focus for learners. The causes of shock are 1. Loss of circulating blood volume, hypovolemic shock, for example from severe bleeding, internal and or external, major or multiple fractures or major trauma, severe burns or scalds, severe diarrhea and vomiting, severe sweating and dehydration. 2. Cardiac causes, cardiogenic shock, for example from heart attack, abnormal heart rhythm, weak heart muscle, cardiomyopathy. 3. Abnormal dilation of blood vessels, distributive shock, for example from severe infection with organ dysfunction, sepsis, severe allergic reactions, anaphylaxis, severe brain/spinal injuries, fainting, generally brief. 4. Blockage of blood flow in or out of the heart, obstructive shock, for example from punctured lung, causing increased pressure in the chest and reducing return of blood to the heart, tension pneumothorax, blood around the heart, reducing blood return to the heart, cardiac tamponade, blood clot in the lung, pulmonary embolus, compression of the large abdominal veins by the uterus in pregnancy. As a trainer, you should know the categories well enough to understand the treatment of shock and to avoid inaccurate explanations or responses to learner questions.